Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Alexis. Are you calling from a safe location?
No, I'm not calling from a lace. I'm calling from a dangerous location right about now.
Okay, if you
my
are
car just got hit, and it's in the middle of the road, and I cannot move it.
Okay, 1 second.
This lady hit me coming in my driveway.
Okay, yes. Okay. Okay, and then let's see. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Doris Richards.
Okay, can you please provide a good callback number?
This 706-761-2372. I need somebody to come out here ASAP because my car is in the middle of the road blocking traffic.
Okay, just a few more questions. I do need some more information from you. So I have 706-761-2372. And then would you also like to receive text message updates to let you know when someone should be arriving?
I don't need no text message. I need to see them out here now. I don't want no text.
Okay. Can you please verify the address registered to your policy?
2109 12th Avenue, Apartment B.
Okay. And what is that year, make, model of this vehicle?
It's a 2002 Ford Escape. It's red.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, you mentioned that the vehicle was hit and now it's not able to move?
That's right.
Okay, so you're calling for a tow?
Yeah, I need a tow. Yes, I'm calling for a tow.
Okay, just a few questions just to make sure that the provider does arrive with the right equipment for your tow. This vehicle, has it ever been modified to sit lower to the ground?
No.
Okay, and then is your vehicle able to shift into neutral?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel?
It's a four-wheel drive. I don't know what you're talking about. I've got an SUV. It's a truck. All I know.
Okay, and then the vehicle is a 2002, so it's not an antique vehicle. And then this service is a result of an accident?
Yes, an accident.
Okay. Have you already contacted the police?
I called the police. They ain't got here yet. The other folk, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But where it's going on, I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm waiting on the police to call.
Okay, and then for this tow,
I don't think those people had insurance. I don't think they had insurance.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned that your vehicle is not able to move. Are the tires? Are you still able to move the tires?
Well, he hit me. My tire. Can't drive. I can't even pull up in my driveway.
Okay. And then, okay, so you will be the person with this vehicle when they arrive for the tow. Would you need a ride with the driver?
Yeah.
One passenger. Will you have a mask with you?
Yeah.
Okay, just to verify your number again, I have 706-761-2372.
Yeah.
Okay, can I please have that address your vehicle is currently located?
2109 12th Avenue, Apartment B. It's in my driveway. Yeah, what I told you. He was coming into my driveway.
Okay, and what is your address that you would like to have your vehicle taken to?
So what?
Where would you like to have your vehicle taken to?
I don't know. I just want it up in my driveway for now. I got to figure out where I got to get it towed to. Because somebody got to do a lot of work, and I got to look at it. I just want to pull it up in my driveway. get it out the street till I figure out where I want it to go. I don't know who do collisions or whatever. However it goes. I'm going to find out. Taken down in
situation. Usually
jurors are reluctant to you just got a tip for somebody.
Okay. Yes, I'm about to dispatch someone now. So you're saying that your vehicle is currently in your driveway and you want like them to come out and tow it to your driveway?
Right.
And 1 second, please.
And 20-year-old Dante Wright was killed while the Chauvin trial was going on. So we have a lot of work to do. The other thing I would just say quickly is that what was this 17-year-old girl, Daniela Frazier, who had the presence of mind to not only take the incident, the murder, but to see the camera, there were no gaps.
That was the police.
She didn't do that.
How you gonna tell a mother? You know you're a dumb bitch. So tell a motherfucker his fault. He need to go to jail.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with
stupid ass. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, yes, ma'am. 1 second, please.
Yeah. You need somebody I can get my car out the street for you hit a me.
I mean, people understand the severity of this. How do you feel people handle hearing the verdict? How was it for you? Well, I think, you know, you saw relief in communities across the country, relief across the world. I was
comforted
to see the real time when the verdict came down during our special coverage. I will say that, you know, I've been a lawyer for 27 years. I have been reporting on these issues for about 15 years.
Listen to what I say, I read.
On air, this was for the first time in my career. And that's because even with all of my legal experience and knowing that a fast verdict generally means agreement and a fast
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Generally means that there is a guilty verdict on either all counts or on the top count. I was still not convinced that a police officer would be.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so the vehicle I have is currently at 2109 12th Avenue, Apartment B, and then you're saying it's in your driveway. And then you would like for it to be towed to the front of the driveway?
I know that. I already knew that. I ain't got the truth. Uh-huh. Gonna get here and get fast.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What was the address that you would like to have your vehicle taken to?
You know, I just told this motherfucker my address 5 times. He's still asking me the same question. I'm finna hang up on this phone a minute. 2109 12th Avenue, Apartment B. I told him it's 5 times. Why is he thinking of that?
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. So the vehicle, is it currently sitting on the street or?
It's sitting on the street, in the middle of the street. Yeah.
Okay, so it's sitting in the middle of the street and you would like it to be towed to your driveway?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Ma'am, please bring somebody to get my goddamn car out the street.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Hey. I need somebody.
I said, call me,
girl. You need to help the
pump a chair. He'll call something.
Oh,
you know, your eye brown.
There he is.
Your eye. Oh, my God.
What color are they in?
Yeah, I was looking. Go look in the mirror. Oh,
fine.
I'm
going
to call you. You guys, ooh. You got to go to the hospital, man.
I'm going. Goddamn showing. Ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm dispatching a driver now. I have your vehicle mapped and located. And then was there anything else I could assist you with?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very